A meeting is underway in Oslo, Norway, to discuss rebuilding southern Sudan. That part of Sudan is emerging from a 20-year civil war. The regional government is requesting more than $2 billion, and it says so far it has received far less development aid than was promised. Humanitarian groups are also worried that southern Sudan is not getting the attention that it needs. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Vanessa Vanscore of Doctors Without Borders says the last time she came to Washington, she was trying to raise awareness about Darfur in western Sudan, but not this time.
I think a lot of people are paying attention to what's going there, but southern Sudan is, the one team put it, it's dying in peace.
She says malnutrition and maternal mortality rates are higher in southern Sudan than in Darfur. The government of southern Sudan says it's received only about $550 million of the $4 billion pledged since a peace deal was signed in 2005. And Vanscore says there's not enough focus on the continuing emergency needs, even as hundreds of thousands of people return to an area with few roads and clinics that tend to be simple mud huts.
Our teams have been so busy in the clinics just dealing with the patients coming in that when we started checking off the numbers, we saw that, an average clinic was seeing 60,000 patients that year. And then coupled with that, you still have measles outbreaks, and meningitis outbreaks. We're dealing with another cholera outbreak.
And flashpoints of violence, banditry, and tribal clashes. Vanscore says her teams have been keeping their heads down, just trying to deal with the situation, but she decided on her recent trip to Washington it was time to get the word out to make sure policymakers are aware of the situation. Activist John Prendergast of the Enough Project has been doing the same on the diplomatic front, raising concerns that the peace agreement that ended the civil war between the Arab-led government in the north and rebels in the south is teetering.
You can see it unfolding in slow motion. One thread at a time is coming loose, and unless we aggressively return to ensuring that it stays knitted and continues to move down the track of implementation, it will certainly implode.
The peace agreement calls for a census, which began recently, as well as national elections and a referendum on independence for southern Sudan. Prendergast predicts many troubles ahead.
As we get closer and closer to the date of the national election and then the date in 2011 of the referendum for South Sudan's future, you're going to see the ruling party, the National Congress Party in Khartoum, really light a torch in southern Sudan to try to create an ungovernable situation so that the referendum cannot be held.
That is unless, he says, the U.S. and others who helped negotiate the peace agreement stay focused on it. Vanscore of Doctors Without Borders echoes this.
Southern Sudan is the place where, with the peace agreements, is an opportunity to make things work and push the government to take on some of the responsibilities. And my concern is if we can't get it right in southern Sudan, what's going to follow in Darfur?
The advocacy group Refugees International issued a statement today warning there will be little prospect of achieving peace in Darfur if the North-South deal doesn't hold. It said the lack of attention to that peace agreement is short-sighted and counterproductive. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.